Welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And it's our fifth anniversary.
Oh my god. That sounds so fake.
Yeah.
What?
We started in October of 2018.
Yeah.
So this is officially like the start of season six.
Yeah.
Episode 131.
Wild.
And even out of that, we actually, at this point, I guess, would have been at 132, but because of March of 2020, we had to take a week to regroup and figure life out, as most of the world did.
Yep.
But yeah, 131 episodes.
Wild.
Wild. Extra wild. We're going to do a little hangout. We're going to talk, but I have some, like, fun stats to share. We are over 10,300 listens.
Wild.
Wow.
That's so many.
I know. And I know for like the big podcast, like that's like an episode, right? But like it's a big deal for us.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's really good. Yeah. And if I counted correctly, people in 77 different countries have listened to us. Obviously, like America's the most, but that's because I feel like America's more podcast-y. But whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Again, same thing. Like Apple, because everybody has an iPhone, and Spotify. But our top 10 episodes have kind of always like held pretty steady.
Mm-hmm.
Except Slouching Towards Bethlehem by Joan Didion snuck up into fourth place at some point this year.
Nice.
But yeah, so The Rural Diaries by Hilary Burton Morgan is still number one, has always been number one.
Nice.
Will probably always be number one.
Unless Grimoire Girl bumps it out of there.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is that to anyone listening, we are going to be doing the new Hilary Burton Morgan book. And by the time you're listening to this, the book will have been released, but we will be doing it two episodes from now.
Yes.
Yes. We have one episode coming up for spooky season, and then we're going to dive into The Grimoire Girl, which is, like, my book club pick, but also just in, like, obviously we're doing this book.
Clearly.
But, yeah, The Rural Diaries, like, more than twice as much as, like, the next episode. Another one I want to shout out, so To Shake the Sleeping Self by Jedediah Jenkins.
Nice.
That's his first book. We also did his second book, which is like Streams to the Ocean. And in November, we're going to have another kind of throwback episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do his new book, which is called Mother Nature, which is about the relationship with him and his mom.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. And the publisher totally used our photo from
To Shake Himself.
Love it. It was also just funny because, like, that day I had been shopping with Ian and he was, like, talking about, because he's in London for the next, like, couple months. He always goes for a couple months every year. Family, whatever, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And he was like, oh, like, looking for, like, books and this and that. We were kind of, like, talking about different stuff that he's been reading and, like, nonfiction, whatever. And I was like, I really like Jedediah Jenkins. So yeah, so he totally got the book and he's been like reading it on the tube this week.
Nice, on the tube.
Yeah. and our ninth top episode is actually maybe going to get a few extra listens coming up.
Yes.
Killers of the Flower Moon, as the movie is coming out soon.
We might have to do a little follow-up episode.
Yeah. I'm really I feel like I'm intrigued about the movie for so many reasons because... I mean, obviously, like, it's Scorsese and Leo and, like, that kind of stuff. But then also just, so it looks like it's just this massive, epic kind of a thing. But then also, like, because, like, it's a nonfiction book.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, who are they following? Is it a slightly fictionalized version? Like, well, I'm interested to see, what they're doing with it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, too.
Yeah. Because, like, from the trailer, you don't necessarily know exactly who everyone is supposed to be. So yeah, like, are they real people? Are they fictional people? I don't know. But yeah, like, so far, like, the acting and stuff has sounded like it's going to be really good and probably like the Oscar bait.
Oh, I'm sure.
And possibly like the first best actress, like Indigenous
Oh,
nominee
nice.
too. So that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Rounding out the top 10 is Daisy Jones and the Six. Did you watch that series?
Yes, I did.
See, I haven't yet.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
And I can't tell if it was just like there was too much hoopla when it came out and I was like,
right,
I can't do this. Or if I was like, I just like have such a, you know, I had such an attachment to the book that I just wanted to like
leave. That's it. Fair. I mean, the book is still better.
Yeah.
And I think they changed some things, but I can't remember what, like I would have to go back and read the book to figure out what had been changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
But yeah, so it has been a wild 5 years.
Mm-hmm. It has. It has.
There's just like, yeah. The different jobs, the different places, the different things, the different everythings.
Little pandemic in the middle.
You know, whatever.
Oh, man.
But it has been enjoyable, and I'm glad that we do it, and I'm glad that we still do it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I know. I can't believe we've stuck with it this long. Like, go team.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks to everyone else who has stuck with us and all of our chaoticness. And now we can never think about words.
Yeah.
We read books and are writers, but we can never say the word that
what
we want to
say.
What
are words?
I did that in a group chat the other day, and I was like, I went through like 3 different words. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but you know what I mean. And then the one girl immediately came back with like, I think the word was like intention or something. I was like, oh yeah, that's it. I'm like, that's just how it goes. I can't. I got excited about something, and then all of the words stopped.
And words are hard. They're hard.
So, what, I guess we've actually done some things.
We have, together.
Together.
What? Other than podcasting.
We don't even do physically together anymore.
No.
But yeah, so after our summer hangout, literally like days later, we went to a sunflower farm, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. We got flowers. We got to ride on a tractor thing. We walked through, like, a sunflower maze.
Yeah.
And there was, like, goth sunflowers.
Oh, my God. I loved them. They were my favorite.
And so they had bees all on them, and it was so good.
Yeah.
And, like, it was so neat how they had all the different, like, spots to, like, take pictures. And
yeah, and the giant swing that we were, like, we clearly need giant swings in our lives. Like, man, I forgot how soothing it is to just swing on a swing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Good times. Oh, and that lemonade was so good too.
Yeah, the lemonade was delicious. And I loved the one platform you could go up on and like see like the fields of the sunflowers from above, because all the sunflowers are taller.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so good. And then like they had the little like store, and we got stocked up.
Yeah, so cute. So got that delicious pickled cauliflower I've eaten all of in like, I ate it all in like a week.
No. I immediately was like, a girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Yeah. And we might maybe have some fall pumpkin adventures coming. Who knows?
Yes. It's going to happen.
Right? And then we also went to wine country for a weekend. And
We did. We went to Prince Edward County. Stayed at the June Motel. Had a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some wine. Also had some bees. I bought all the bee-related things.
I loved that little bees. Farm. That was my favorite.
So I know.
Yeah.
And that lady was so nice.
She really was. Yeah. And the cute cat.
Ugh, Stampy.
Yeah. Just like made beds out of the yarn.
I know.
Amazing.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, so we've actually like done things.
Yeah. It's been fun.
What have you been doing?
I mean, I can't remember now when I started my cookie business officially. If my website was launched last time or not?
I don't think so
either, but either way, I launched a cookie business, everybody.
Yeah.
Because I can't only have one job at a time. I need to have 12.
It's, you know, hobbies and money, it's fine.
Anyway, it's called Honeybee Cookie Co. Mm-hmm. I make decorated sugar cookies, looking into figuring out how to do delivery on them, so
nice.
Yeah, so people want to order from, I don't know how that works across borders, but within Canada. I'm trying to figure it out. Definitely. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I submitted my book to an agent for potential representation. Again, I can't remember when that happened.
I don't really know either.
It might have been like just when we did our hangout episode, our last hangout episode. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Either way, I should be hearing back like imminently. So within the next 2 weeks.
Yay.
So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and I got my old job back. I have a new old job.
New old job.
Old new job.
We have all been there. We have all done that.
Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure
at Le Gallery.
Yes. I'm pretty sure everyone I know that's ever worked at Starbucks has worked at Starbucks again.
That's fair.
It's just one of those things.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's all I've been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been sick most of this month. So, most of September, rather.
So wild.
Yeah. So, that's been a time.
Yes. I've been, like, slamming the emergency packets every morning.
Yeah, man. Like, everyone is sick.
Ever since you got sick, I was like, nope. Not letting it happen.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Desperately anyway.
Desperately trying.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for you.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really done anything. I've just been... I feel like in the last hangout, I had, like, started some of my, like, apartment refresh.
Okay, yep.
So just, like, a lot more of it is done now. Mostly, like, my bedroom slash office. Except for my bed frame that apparently is never coming.
Oh, no.
It was, like, back-ordered, and then there was, like, 2 weeks of it, like, it's gonna arrive in 3 days. Oh, and it's gonna arrive in another 3 days.
Oh,
it's gonna arrive in another 3 days. It's back-ordered. We're gonna let you know. I'm like, oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, we'll see. But, you know, purged a lot. Still got some to go. I feel like I'd... girl boss too close to the sun with like the purging and doing stuff, but then like it got to the point where I bet you now to like finish the closet, if I just spent like absolute max an hour, but I think because I had just been doing it like every afternoon if work was dead, every weekend for like 3 weekends in a row, you know, and I just like, and then you end up with like those last few little like doom piles and bags of stuff that I just like, it was one afternoon and I just like couldn't.
Oh,
and I just like grabbed everything and shoved it back.
Yep.
But again, it's like so close. So that's my plan for like this, or I have a long weekend coming up right now. If you're listening to this, I have a long weekend.
Yep.
So that's my plan, just to like
nice.
Maybe try and quickly finish it then, just so that it's like
Yeah.
And then I can move on to like phase two. I haven't fully decided what phase two is, but, you know, there's more stuff that could be done. It's just nice because, like, speaking of the pandemic, I just, like, grew to, like, hate everything.
Yes.
In my apartment. And everything felt so cluttered. Everything felt too heavy, too big, too dark, too whatever. I don't know. So, like, I just needed a change. So. So that's kind of it. I mean, I got a Switch.
Nice.
And I've been playing, like, cozy spooky games.
Oh my god, I love that.
So that's been fun, because like
fun.
Some of them are like super depressing, which obviously is amazing.
That's so funny.
Well, because like one, I think it's supposed to be like about grief or death or something. I haven't really figured out. I'm just running across the screen. I don't know what's going on, but the artwork is like the most beautiful, like watercolors.
Oh, nice.
And then a couple of the other ones are, like, one is definitely, like, murder, mystery, hazmat, toxic, waste, something. But it's, like, little forest animal kids.
Okay.
So, like, they're so cute, but then all of a sudden it's just, like, weird, crazy, you know, crime stuff. And another one is really sad, but it's this little guy, and he's, like, trying to, like, help get flames to, like, bring these ghosts kind of back to life.
Okay.
There's lots of ghosts, because again, cozy and spooky.
I love that.
So yeah, I have a couple different ones where you're like bringing ghosts back to life. But yeah, it's just been fun.
Nice.
You know.
I love that.
Needed a little something for spooky season, you know.
Absolutely. Cozy games,
whatever. Oh, and then there's the one where you're actually like a banished witch.
Oh.
And you're making it so your coven banished you. You foresaw the like end of your coven. Or like that's how it starts, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is what you're told. And they like took your tarot deck away from you and you're like banished off in, you know, some universe kind of prison house thing.
Okay.
And then this guy comes and he like offers to help you, so like you're building, it's not a tarot deck, but it's just like a divination deck. So you're okay. But like you get to make it.
Oh.
So as you go through like different things with cool. him, you then get to make it. So you get like, you pick your background and then like all the different things, and then depending on how you've built it, it's worth so many like energy points. And then now she's finally able to like have some visitors, because like, you know, some kind of witch lawyer came in and was like, oh, you've already been banished for 200 years and I know you have like 800 to go, but you're allowed to have visitors now, something like that.
Oh, interesting.
But so then like these people come to visit her, and then she like reads the cards for her, so like you keep going. And then like there was a flashback once where it was clearly like her back on Earth with like her sister and stuff, so like yeah, stuff's happening. It's really cool.
Oh, cool. That sounds so fun. But again,
it's in that like, it's that just that like chill kind of like all of these are very like narrative, right? You know, we're just kind
right.
of like, learning, you know, like battling bosses and whatnot. But yeah, but that one, it's also a little spicy at times.
Oh, already.
I laughed so hard because like there's like in the scene where you go back and you're like clearly on Earth with like your friend and the sister,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was just like, oh yeah, you know, like I met this new guy, you know, like you just like press the button and like the next sentence kind of comes up, whatever, you know, I met this new guy and this and that, and like we had really great sex and he put this thing in my butt and then we did this other thing and blah blah, and like the other girl was like, wait, what? And of course I'd already like, it was like I like pressed past it and I like then it registered and I was like, what?
That's so funny.
But yeah, so it's like, I don't know, just girls being awesome, so
that's hilarious.
But yeah, that's kind of all I've been doing.
Love it. I love it.
The podcat doesn't like the new apartment situation because it's hard for her to get on the desk, so she's currently staring me down. She did make it this morning though, and instead of making two little jumps, she just fucking went for it and then like landed on the desk and like slid to the
oh my god.
But then I realized she still hasn't figured out how to get down. But I learned that if I, because it's a standing desk, so I can like lower it even further than like when I would have it at like seated kind of thing.
Yes.
And then that's low enough that she'll jump.
Nice.
So yeah, that's been the podcast adventures lately. Yeah. Just that moment though today when she just like went for it. I was like, no.
That's wild.
Oh. So, it's finally our season. We're here.
Yes.
It's officially autumn. Thank
God.
Everything above us.
Yeah.
What do you have planned? What's going on? What's happening?
I mean, listen, I want to always have 5,000 plans in the fall because it's my favorite season.
Yeah.
So I do definitely want to go to like pumpkin patch farm situation at some point, but I really also want to go to the vintage and artisan market at Evergreen Brickworks one Sunday. So I have booked off the 15th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the plan for what will be this coming Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're not recording this in the past.
Nope. Although I recently also discovered that so this one girl that I used to work with, Alyssa, she's been doing this like, it was called Hustle Hikers and now it's called Wild Her Company or something. But anyway, they've teamed up with Guess Where Trips, which is like this, have you heard of them?
No.
So they do, basically you buy a trip and they send you a package and like in it you have like a bunch of envelopes and it tells you where to go. Oh. So you do like, yeah, you do like a little road trip.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And it's like, you can pick where you want to be in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And like what city you want to be near. But they're doing they've teamed up with Guess Where Trips to do one on the 15th that starts in Ancaster, which is like in around Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And it's like a spooky ghost trip.
Cool.
I know. So I was like, do I want to do that? So it's only $5. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Good times.
But anyway, so, or I might just purchase my own guestware trip because I know they have a couple spooky ones. And then just do it whenever. Yeah. But yeah, main thing, Evergreen Brickworks. And hopefully a pumpkin patch at some point. Yeah. Make some pie. I want to make some pie.
Maybe some apple cider.
Yeah,
I
right?
want pumpkins and apple cider.
And soup.
Yeah.
I want to make soup. I want to make so much soup
Yeah.
this winter and fall season.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
But that's it, you know. But you, what are you doing? You have some fun stuff happening.
If you are listening to this. I'm either currently in Lake Louise or have just returned from Lake Louise.
Yes.
A while back, in the before times, we had gone on a yoga retreat to Lake Louise, and I'm going again with our
Yay.
friend Katie, friend of the pod, Katie, because she obviously hasn't had a vacation or a break or a yoga retreat as she started working for herself and then had a baby and pandemic. So.
It's a lot.
We are getting her out of Ontario.
Love it. Yes, get out.
And the usual, Boston, whatever, it's fine. Although, it will include Salem this time, which I'm excited about.
Extremely exciting.
The spookies. Although, literally, the one store that I had on my list is closed on Wednesdays, and
Oh
I'm pretty sure we're
no.
going on Wednesday. And I was just like,
Oh
seriously?
no.
And it was one of the things where I had that moment of like, ha ha ha. Wouldn't that be funny? And then I went to like look at the hours and I was like, son of a.
That sucks.
But yes,
Yeah,
I
that really
will
sucks.
report back on that when we are in the future and it has passed and it is not in the future, not past. But yeah, just that. But it's, yeah, like, so 2 full weeks off. I'm excited.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, yeah, and then I end up with like a long weekend at home after
Nice.
to like.
Yeah, perfect.
Chill. But mostly just I have lots of like writing plans.
Nice.
The podcat is being so cute. She has her arms crossed, but she's giving me
Oh.
like a death stare.
Oh my God.
I was like trying to take a picture and I was just like, oh.
So funny.
But yeah, so I have my one fan fiction of one of my fave
Nice.
lawyer shows. And I've been doing like lots of like little bits. And then, problem is because like I'd had kind of like the first few actual chapters done, but then I was like switching up the characters and the people and whatever because I'm like, other some people are dumb and I didn't want to write about them anymore.
Fair enough. That's valid.
So like switching stuff up. So I just need to like actually sit and do that. Like it's because then I can do the switching and the actual editing. But I've been writing like lots of little minis and stuff, and then I have a whole
Nice.
plan. And there was this one thing, and it was like Ficoween, some kind of like
Oh,
spooky
yeah.
season, Halloween, whatever. So I really want to do those like as like little tiny
Yeah.
minis for the characters too.
Amazing.
Because I feel like yeah, it's gonna be like there's definitely gonna be like an actual like chapter story, chapters
Yeah.
story. You know what I mean? Like I don't know how many
Totally.
chapters, but like some kind of chunk of things. But then, oh, I know a lot of the ones like I've read, I really like when they just kind of have the little drabbles and blurbs that like kind of fit
Yeah.
in or like before or after here or there or whatever, but just like I've even read somewhere like it's only that and then they've
Yeah.
sort of like chronologic them.
Yes.
So yeah, I want to get like going on like the actual story part, but then like definitely kind of do like a October
Sweet.
spooky season
I love that.
prompt situation.
Yes.
So that's my plan.
Yay.
And also just yeah, for all the trips, that's what I. By the time you're reading this, things should have been. No, by the time you're listening to this, things should have been written. Oh, yeah, no.
I didn't even clock that as
It's
being
fine.
incorrect.
It's all good. We've already
Yeah.
talked about how words are hard.
Yeah.
But speaking of reading, have
Yeah.
you read anything?
Have I? I mean, okay, let me see here. I have my handy dandy list of books that I have read, allegedly read. I just Listen, I was doing pretty well, or at
Oh,
least
yeah.
I thought I was.
Yeah.
No, I think I was doing pretty well, but as we've discussed, then I got sick. And it kind of threw off my whole groove.
Totally.
So, like, obviously, I've read everything for the pod. I can't remember what I had read the last time.
Oh yeah, I deleted that.
But that's fine.
We're using the same notes.
It's all good.
That's the one thing that I, for whatever reason, I think it's just clearly a neurodivergent thing. I'm like absolutely on the ball with my story graph. So
Nice.
like
I
even
am
if I
not.
haven't read much, I at least know that like every time that I read something or go for a walk and have my audiobook, like when I come home, like that's the first thing that I do.
Oh, nice. That's good. Yeah, no, I have not been doing that. However, I've definitely read The 7 Year Slip, which was a little like rom-com that I was doing as a buddy read on the StoryGraph, speaking of the StoryGraph. So that's been really fun because you get to like, if you keep track of like, how far along you are in the book, and then you can comment and it hides the comments until you have reached that point in the book. So there's no like spoilers. Yeah. So you can like talk about the book without spoiling it for each other on like it creates like a page for your buddy read.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's really fun. So it's been good. We've been able to like, yeah, comment on things and have like a discussion without spoiling anybody for anything, which is really good. Yeah. And it was really cute. It was a cute little rom-com. excuse me, this lingers. Yeah, it was like about this girl, and she meets this guy. So the apartment, she lives in her aunt's apartment, and the apartment sends you back in time every once in a
Oh.
while. So she like comes home one day. And like she's the only one that lives in the apartment, and she comes home one day, and there's like this guy in her apartment because it's like 7 years in the past. And 7 years in the past, her aunt had allowed this guy to stay there while they were away on vacation. And so she like meets him that way, and then it's like their relationship kind of develops, and then there's this, excuse me, stuff happening in the present as well. And I don't know, it was really cute. I enjoyed it. What else? What else? Honestly, I've read hardly anything in August.
Well, and that's why, like, when I was looking at everything, it was so funny because last September, I, like, read a million spooky graphic novels.
Right.
Which, I mean, I kind of guess I did that maybe, was that June or something like that? Yeah, because, like, the last time I had, like, a huge list of things. But then this time around, for whatever reason, I don't know why I haven't, like, got into that again. Like,
Right.
yeah. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't know.
2023
I
is not the
don't
vibe.
know. Right? I mean, we read Bear.
Yes.
By the time this comes out, we will have read Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
I have actually almost done, but
Yeah.
I have like a few chapters left.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
Ooh.
Guess what I'm doing tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm still reading Moonheart, which I've been reading for like a month
Yeah.
now.
That's totally my list too. It's like all these books that I've been reading forever.
I picked up A Mind Spread Out on the Ground again, which was an essay collection by, oh, what do I always forget her name? Anyway, she's an Indigenous woman. It's very good. I'm enjoying it a lot. I think I only have a couple essays left. Alicia Elliott, that's her name. Yeah, it's really, really well written. I'm really enjoying that. So, and I think she has a novel coming out soon or out now
Oh,
or
okay.
something to that effect that I'm interested to read. But yeah, that's like pretty much it. I was listening to How Far the Light Reaches, but then my loan at the library was up and they wouldn't let me renew it. I have since purchased it on Libro FM because I forgot I still had credits left. Yeah, I haven't started listening to it again because I've had other things I needed to read. So I was trying to get into that. But anyway. Yeah. I do have spooky reads for October, but
Ooh.
yeah. I mean, spooky-ish reads. I have Certain Dark Things by Silvia Moreno Garcia that I've had on my shelf forever. And Our Wives Under the Sea by, I never remember that author's name either. Julia Armfield. And that one sounds like her, from what I understand, it's like her wife is away at sea somewhere doing something with, like, I don't know if she's a scientist or whatever, but when she comes back, she's like different. Yeah, like,
Love it.
yeah, like creepy different. So I'm excited to see where that one goes. Yeah. And then I wanted to read some kind of like classic-ish ones. So I've never read The Lottery by, oh my God,
Shirley Jackson.
that's the one. Thank you.
I
Why
also
can't
have.
I remember her name?
I was gifted that book, and I think it's like that one with like a bunch of other short stories in it or something. It's
Okay.
like a
Yeah,
collection.
because yeah, it's just a short story.
But I haven't read that either.
Yeah, and I want to read The Turn of the Screw, which I think is Henry James. Yeah. So I have some like slightly shorter things I want to read for October, I think, and sort of like do it that way. Yeah.
I feel like I didn't read, but I watched the Turning of the Screw like movie when I was way too young. I feel
Fair
like.
enough. Well, the new the so there's the Haunting of Hill House show and then The Haunting of Bly Manor. I believe that is based on The Turn of the Screw.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like there must be like some kind of older. I mean, there's been a few different versions, obviously, but I'm sure there's something like that that we watched in high school,
Anyway, I'm all about the spookies this
Yes.
month. I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally. Give us the
Right?
pumpkins. Give us the
Right?
pumpkins and ghosts
Give it
now.
now.
We waited so long. I definitely have like obviously read like the podcast books. The only ones that I actually like new books that I read and finished were two graphic novels. One was the second Gotham Academy
Okay.
volume, which I had
Okay.
started. Like I'd read the first one the last time I think. And that was good because it's like YA, but like kind of like Gotham Batman, but like I mean Bruce Wayne is around, but like he's not actually like there
Right.
because it's just like the kids in this like, academy, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, it's good. And then I found one that's Buffy.
Oh, cool.
And like I think there's a few different versions, but like this one is actually like the artwork, it is like TV Buffy. So like
Oh,
Sarah Michelle
cool.
Gellar, Allison Hannigan, et cetera, et cetera. But it's set like now, or I guess whenever the first issue
Oh.
came out, so like the last few years. So like
Modern.
yeah, so it was still like so I read the first volume and it was like, the Scooby Gang kind of like meeting each other. Have you watched enough Buffy to realize that reference?
Yes.
Okay. I just remember like a million years ago we were walking and you were talking about how you had started watching Buffy and then I was like, wait, I don't know how
I
far
think
you
I've
got.
seen all of season one of Buffy, and then I never watched the rest of it for some reason.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we will. I plan to watch it eventually. I mean,
Absolutely.
classic.
But yeah, so it's them and then like so there's a few things that are a little bit more like representation stuff. So obviously like in the show Willow does end up eventually with a girlfriend and like
Okay.
that was kind of thing, but like this is like she already has one.
Oh, okay, nice.
And just
Cool.
like different characters and different representations and stuff like that. So that's cool, but then like yeah, like Spike and Drusilla roll up and yeah,
Nice.
so it was just fun because it was like you knew the characters, but like the story was slightly new and different.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah, I really liked it. Although I did by reading one of those, I can't remember which one, I did meet my reading goal for the year already.
Oh, nice. Damn. I don't know if I have met mine. I don't think I have.
Because, yeah, so like last year I set my goal at 50, and I think I did like 60 or 62. And so
Nice.
I set it for 50 again. So I was due 50, and then like I want 20 of those to be graphic novels. And then in theory, I'd wanted 12 of those to be audiobooks. So that I was listening to like one audiobook a month. But so I'm already at 52, well,
Nice.
53, because Silence of the Lambs will be 53, is 53. And I'm getting close. I think I only have like 500 pages left on my pages goal.
Nice. I didn't set a pages goal this year.
I don't know. I had one last year, so I just like clicked on it and was like,
Yeah,
okay.
no, that's fair.
And I think I left, I think same thing. Like it was 10,000 pages last year, and it's 10,000 pages this year.
Nice.
And then I had set all of my like audiobook stuff is like off and weird, because I wanted to do one a month, which is not happening. But then I randomly set like 40 hours, so I've
Okay.
beat that because I'm already at like 43.
Oh, nice.
And at the very least, I should finish the Parker Posey book and like hopefully one more. We still got, a few
Yeah.
months to go here, but we'll see. I mean, it was summer and I don't like walking outside in summer,
Right.
so
Yeah.
maybe I'll kind of catch up. But yeah, so like I don't know how that happened, but I'm already at 52 books.
That's amazing. That's amazing. According to the story graph, I'm at 36 books, and I actually do think this is mostly up to date.
Still so good though.
Yeah, I actually set my goal for 40 books, so I'm actually doing pretty well. I will definitely hit that, like without even having to try that hard, just because we're gonna read that many books for the podcast for the rest of the year. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
I don't
That's perfect.
like super have anything planned. I'd done the thing where I just like borrowed all the graphic novels on Hoopla all summer and then like didn't get
Right.
around to like reading all of them. So like there's a million books that I could like borrow again and read. I still haven't finished The House Across the Lake, which is a Riley Sager. So I want to finish that. I've started What Draws Us Near, which is the Little Ghosts
Oh,
Bookstore's
nice.
impression,
Yeah.
imprint, of like horror short stories by like I think everyone's like from Toronto or something.
Very cool.
So there's that. I started Tombs by Junji Ito, which is like also horror short story collection, like manga style. And then yeah, I don't know, like again, last spooky season, I started The Book of Accidents by Chuck Wendig.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to finish that.
Nice.
Which is so funny because your Certain Dark Things, we both got those when we went to Little Books
Yeah,
like
that's right.
last summer.
Yeah, last, yeah. Yep. It's
And like,
because, like, with books like that,
yeah.
I always want to save them for spooky season.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Well, like, because even like last year, so when I read all those like spooky graphic novels,
Yeah.
some of them, so The Nice House on the Lake, the second one came out in March, and I had to read it.
Right.
There was no waiting. And then like Stillwater, I really liked. And at some point this summer, I read the second one, so like I could probably read the third one of that. And then there's like the Sabrina series. So like I think I want to at least get another one of those in for
Nice.
spooky season.
Yeah, totally.
And then I don't know, yeah, like obviously like the podcast books. But yeah, I feel very unplanned right now, whereas like normally I have more of a list or
Right.
something, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Reading books that I own? No.
I mean, like, I do want to read some books that I own. Like, that's part of like what I actually got Our Wives Under the Sea for my birthday this year. But like I've had, as we just mentioned, Certain Dark Things on my shelf for like a year now. And I've had Her Body and Other Parties by Carmen Maria Machado for a while, so I want to read that one because that one's like short stories and it's got kind of a spooky vibes to it. And then I got that one that came out in Ireland recently by Moira Fowley called Eyes, Guts, Throat, Bones, which is also short stories. Yeah, so I really want to read that too. And I've also had an essay collection, an anthology called It Came from the Closet, which is all about like it's like queer perspectives on horror
Nice.
films. Yeah. So I really want to read that too. So I think I'll probably just like pick at that one a little bit because I haven't seen most of the movies that are being written about, so I want to watch the movies and then read the essays.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like, a little bit, hopefully, of a project for, like, October, November, is to do that a little bit, which I've been planning to do forever. But again, I kind of wanted to save it for spooky season.
Because we love spooky season.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, it's been 5 years.
I know. It's so wild to me. I cannot believe it.
So it's, like, it's so madness. Many books, like... I wonder,
yes.
Wait, can I do your StoryGraph? Let's...
Oh, do... does it tell you how many books you've read?
Well, that's what I'm trying to, like... Can I, like, filter somehow here?
Viewing stats for...
Oh, I can't pick custom.
I don't want all time. I want...
Yeah. Because technically, like, 2018 was,
I'd have to do,
like,
some adding up.
Was the... When we started the book club...
Right.
So, yeah, somewhere in, like, well, if I've done 50 this year, and I definitely did 60 last year, and I think I had, like, 15, 60, and then 30, and I think I did 12 and 29, 30, like, probably around 200 books.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am...
Somewhere in there. That's pretty amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see here. It looks like I've read, like, I read 46 books in 2019. 65 books in 2020. Oh, that's because we were locked down. Damn.
Oh, right.
Yes. Oh, but I did 49 books in 2021. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, the first couple years, yeah, you, like, you had some on me, so you're definitely in that, like, 200 plus somewhere.
I did 35 books in last year. So I'm beating last year, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. And yeah, we've had lots of just fun things and worked with all of our fave Toronto publishers again. And we love Coach House and House of a Nancy.
Yes.
And Stella Forum Press. Yay!
Yay!
And we've done even more, like, book to screen, film to screen, book to film, whatever we call it, page to screen.
Page to screen? I think we call it page to screen.
I feel like I change it every time, so I don't know. I never know.
I think I went with page to screen because if it was a graphic novel, then it's still a page.
Excellent.
And, like, screen so that it was, like, TV or movie. Yeah. I was trying to be all encompassing here.
Love
so.
It. Love it. Yeah.
Because we did do some TV shows.
Yes.
Maybe just the one.
For now.
Ooh. Yes.
But yeah, we have the website. We have our blog, which
does
exist. I promise. I swear.
It does. It does. So does our newsletter, incidentally. Yeah. Hopefully by the time you're listening to this, you have received an October newsletter.
Yeah.
But I make no promises. I have the September one, like, partially written. It's just that September fell apart in front of me. So
it's just going to now be the Burr one. The Burr month one. That's
the
fine.
Burr months. The Burr months. Yeah. The best months.
Yes.
Newsletter.
But so we're going to have to be planning a bit more of next year soon. And who knows?
I know, right?
So many things.
So many possibilities.
I can't wait for, like, the spring again with the different events like TCAF and Word on the Street.
I know, right? Maybe I can actually go this next year.
Yeah. Something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks to everyone who has been here for the last 5 years. And shout out to the people who this is the first time you've ever listened.
Yes.
Either or. We started a book club and we didn't talk about the books.
Yeah.
So we started the podcast, and I'm just,
and we,
like,
talk about all the books.
Yeah, I just love that we're still here and still do this.
Me too.
Yay!
But
yeah, we are going to be back in 2 weeks with a spooky season.
Yeah, baby.
I always get the proper title of this book wrong. Cabin at the End of the Woods?
Yes, Cabin at the End of the World.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
By Paul Tremblay. this is one of those ones, like, it's on all the lists all the time. I think it's, like, he definitely won, like, a Bram Stoker for something. But, and then, like, M.
And it's
Night
a movie
turned
now,
this
right?
into a movie.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, looking at this book in the the Queen Street BMV that no longer exists.
Oh, man.
And, like, reading the back of it and being like, ooh, this is so cool. And I didn't get it then, for whatever reason. But then I got it at the Mysterious Bookshop in New York. I guess last summer, maybe. Because I was like, oh, like, that tracks, whatever. And then, because it was like, oh, well, like, the movie's coming out and it's M. Night. And I like M. Night. And obviously, I still haven't seen it. But yeah. So we're going to read, like, an actual, like, what I think is, like, a scary thriller or something.
I think so, right? Yeah.
An inventive twist on the home invasion horror story in a heart-palpitating novel of psychological suspense. Ooh. Interesting.
We'll see.
Yeah. But yeah, so last episode, scary, spooky, Silence of the Lambs. Next episode, scary, spooky, Kevin at the end of the world.
Yeah. We're all about the spooky.
Yeah. And then November is going to be like fave author, nonfiction, writing, hoopla.
Yes.
But yeah, so you know where to find us, anotherbookontheshelf.com and anotherbookpodcast on Instagram. Give us a shout. What are your favorite spooky books? What have you done for the last 5 years? What's your anniversary? And yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.